Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 4:25. It is time for our COVID slot. Let's have a chat to Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center here in Burnham, Johannesburg. Daniel, always great to have your input. I hope you're well this afternoon.
Chag Sameach, Simon. Great to be with you.
So we're going to talk vaccinations, recent trends. Just before we even get into it, a very interesting headline on the Times of Israel today by the CEO of Moderna saying enough vaccines will be produced by next year to wipe this pandemic off the map. Well, that is if enough people take it, I suppose.
That's exactly the point. I think that we've learnt in this pandemic that vaccines work. I think there are fewer and fewer people who are convinced that they don't work, but there are a lot of ambivalent individuals who haven't just gone out and got them. And that reflects very clearly in the stats. If you look on the 20th of September this week, which was a weekday, it was actually the lowest number of vaccines given in a day since the beginning of August. There were 160,000 given in the country, and normally there's more than 200,000. And we've seen since then really just a lower number so far in September than before in the last 2 weeks. So just like other things in life, it's about when the excitement's there and people are waiting to have their vaccinations, the uptake is good. But now we're seeing a bit of a downward trend, and it's important that we really try and reach a 70% coverage by December if that's possible.
What is the science saying, Daniel, in terms of the hospital admissions, the mortality rates? To what extent is that assisting the argument that you should get vaccinated?
Still assisting the arguments completely. I mean, some of the evidence is anecdotal and some of it is more proven, but we know that, I mean, we saw that less than 2%, for example, of the claims from Momentum said in the last couple of weeks, less than 2% of their COVID-19 death claims when people have been vaccinated. So that's just an example of one of the stats that were released. There's no question about the fact that people who have been vaccinated can still get COVID, but they are unlikely to get significantly ill. And it's important that we try and promote that message and push it, because a lot of the people listening to the show have already been vaccinated. But the question is, the people who don't listen, who aren't as exposed to the information, are they being vaccinated?
Wow, fascinating stuff, Daniel. News 24 reporting today that legal action possibly looming as the UCT Senate votes in favor of making vaccinations mandatory. Already 11,000 students, and we're talking about an institution of higher learning in the country, have signed a declaration against this move, stating it's against their individual rights.
Something really interesting is that one of the MECs actually reported, I think it was today or yesterday, that if you look at the people who have been vaccinated, 60% of them are women and 40% are men, which is an interesting statistic. And they're talking about how they can bring vaccines into, they said, taverns and pubs where men hang out, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. And this MEC actually she said that women should actually withhold sex from their partners to make them get vaccinated. So now this is a new spin on it. This is more than not allowing people to work in certain institutions. So it's something for our listeners to think about.
Daniel, who thought we were going to have a laugh about COVID? Thank you so much. Just what the doctor ordered
have
this afternoon.
Job.
Thank you, Daniel. Wow, what an interesting stat, and what an interesting persuasive mechanism to get the ladies to get their husbands to vaccinate. What a difference. 60% of women, 40% of men. It has been suggested that women should withhold sex from their husbands until such time as they get vaccinated. Absolutely love that.